In a recent tweet, MP Wada Sadiq voiced concerns about the lack of clarity surrounding calls for dialogue to end the political deadlock. The dialogue has been a subject of discussion in the media for several months, yet Sadiq pointed out that there have been no official details provided to participants. "We know nothing about its details. It is said that we are obstructing it without receiving a single official invitation," Sadiq pointed out. "Who will manage the dialogue? Who will be invited in the presence of more than 15 blocs and more than 20 independent MPs? How will they be invited? What is its agenda? Is it a dialogue on the president's name? Or its tasks? Or is it on the president's name, the prime minister's name, and the government's formation? Dozens of questions without answers," he added. Furthermore, Sadiq emphasized the need for transparency and seriousness in the dialogue process, stressing that it should be detailed and conducted in an official manner. Sadiq's tweet underscores the broader concerns among MPs and stakeholders in Lebanon regarding the hypothetical upcoming dialogue. The opposition MP concluded his tweet by stating that he would consider participating once he receives a formal invitation that includes clear and well-defined mechanisms for the dialogue. Furthermore, George Okais, a Lebanese Forces MP, criticized the Speaker of the Parliament, Navy Barry, who called for dialogue in his last speech last Thursday. Okais considered that Barry threw the blame for the presidential deadlock on the other party and is speaking on behalf of the people when he is not authorized to do so. Okais questioned the intentions behind calls for dialogue. "Can someone tell us what topics will be discussed during this dialogue? If the dialogue is about the presidency, we disagree on the role and responsibilities of the president. How can we reach an agreement on this during the dialogue?"